Welcome to the Support and Kindness Podcast with Greg and Rich, where real stories meet with real compassion. I'm Greg Shaw, and each week Rich and I will explore the journeys, challenges and triumphs that connect us all. Whether you're here for hope, healing, or a gentle reminder that you're not alone, you found your place. Hello and welcome back to the Support and Kindness Podcast. I'm your host, Greg Shaw, and today we're talking about something that many people feel but don't discuss out loud, and that's how hard the holidays can really be. This is episode 13, Holiday Stress, and I'm joined by my co-hosts, Rich, Liam, and Derek, and you'll hear from each one of them throughout the episode as we share some real experiences, practical tools, and ways to move through this season with a bit more kindness towards ourselves. For some people, the holiday season is cozy lights, warm connections, and beloved traditions. But for many people, it feels very different. It's a tight chest when you enter a crowded mall, a sinking feeling when you check your bank account after gift shopping, anxiety before a family gathering that has complicated dynamics, or quiet, hurried loneliness when everyone else seems to have plans and you do not. And then some things that can make the holidays hard are crowds and overstimulation. There's the busy stores, crowded streets, airports, and loud parties. And they can be overwhelming if you have anxiety, PTSD, sensory issues, or you just don't like crowds. Your heart races and your body goes into fight or flight. And what's meant to be festive suddenly feels threatening. Travel can disrupt routines. Flights, long drives, delays, strange beds and different schedules can hurt sleep, mood and energy. And for some people, going home brings back old patterns of trauma, and that can be a lot to carry. There's the money and pressure to give. The holidays can be very expensive. Gifts, travel and food and parties, they all add up quickly. And if you're short on money, the season can bring shame, anxiety and feelings that you're letting people down. You might think everyone else can do this, so why can't I? And then there's social events and expectations. People expect you to be cheerful, thankful, and energetic all the time. If you're introverted, grieving, depressed, or tired, pretending to be happy can be very exhausting. And that's only on the surface. Beneath it, many people, newly divorced, grieving, or far away from support networks, and the holidays can make you feel even more alone. Seeing other people's group photos and matching pajamas can increase that sense of being left out. Family dynamics and estrangement. Not every family gathering is safe, and some people are estranged from parents, siblings, or children, and others enter a room with unresolved conflict, judgment, or lasting hurt. The pressure to just get along during the holidays can reopen old wounds or trigger coping habits. And then the substance use and relapse triggers. Holiday drinking and celebrations can be triggers for people in recovery or trying to cut back. Alcohol might be used to numb pain, which can quickly lead to relapse. There's self-harm and suicide. Our goal today is not to make the season seem darker, it's to honestly acknowledge what many people go through and remind you that if you are struggling, you're not broken and you're definitely not alone. In this episode, we'll discuss common holiday triggers, crowds, travel, money, social pressure, look at how depression, anxiety, and loneliness can appear this season, acknowledge hard situations like family estrangement, grief, substance use triggers, and share practical coping tools like breathing exercises, planned exits, safe words with friends or our partner, and comfort items to help you feel grounded. We'll also cover how to say no, or now that we've said that, let's...
My need to do ground. I definitely struggle with those two things the most. I struggle being around new people. I struggle being around crowds of people. And then I struggle around the disruption to my regular routine. My schedule that travel introduces around the holidays, going to visit people, going to, whether it's going through an airport or taking a long road trip or something like that, those introduce challenges, all sorts of things, diet, medication, caffeine intake that are all difficult.
Do you feel that people expect more of us during the holidays, or sometimes people are expected to act differently?
I feel that way. I don't know that it's true. I have tried as a parent to be very understanding of that pressure that people feel and tried not to put that on my kids, but as an individual, because I felt that as an individual. So yes, I do feel that we feel that. I do feel that's a common factor.
Thanks, Rich. Derek, how about you? Do you see the same patterns that Rich described, or do you see something different?
I can relate to a few. I was just trying to, as I was listening to Rich and his insight, I was just comparing and contrasting a lot of what my family holiday or any sort of annual or any sorts of rites of passage rituals were in my upbringing. And it's not as cut and dry for me, not saying that Rich's was. There's always been a multitude of factors, but what was solely based around my smaller family was one person, namely my mother. Well, namely, definitely my mom. It was all based around what she was wanting and how she was feeling and what would help her ease the pain or heightened anxiety or stress of the holidays. And then the rest of us would just tend to follow suit. So it became more of a ritualistic, oh, this is what we do at this time, and we have to be there. And if there's stress, if there's a disruption in the scheduling, and when we have to be there, then that might heighten something. So unintentionally or unknowingly, this quote unquote ritual of consuming alcohol as soon as we get somewhere to cozy and, hey, everyone, let's all relax. Let's have this. Let's smoke in front of my mom, who I normally don't smoke in front of. Great. All that. We're here. Just grab your vice. This will be nice. Yada, yada, yada. That was kind of more of the thing. And it wasn't necessarily a conscious coping mechanism, but it was one just to help us collectively get through this no fuss, no muss type of shtick. Yeah.
Thanks, Derek. Liam, where do you see holiday stress pop up the most?
Thanks, Greg. And great opening statement by you is really on point. And kind of going off what Rich and Derek said, I can really relate. And as far as me, I found holiday stress to cause me to maybe in the past use substances before get-togethers even happened because I thought that would help reduce my stress in dealing with, family and all the things like Rich and Derek talked about, travel and all that type of stuff. So I got caught in a horrible pattern of using substances before family get-togethers. And, a lot of times that would just make things worse. Though in my mind, my altered state of mind, it eased my pain because, you're getting together with family members who you have a lot of history with. So you may be getting together for a specific reason of a certain holiday, but just in conversation, things are going to come up that don't have to do with the holiday necessarily. You're going to be talking about history that probably is painful and can be awkward and embarrassing. So to add substance abuse on top of that just adds a whole other element to it, which probably confuses things and probably doesn't help. So I think that because in my family, there was a lot of, substance use among all family members. And there was a lot of history, painful history between a lot of family members. So there were a lot of things, covered up by substance use and a lot of things that probably shouldn't have been brought to light because of substance use. So it can be a very tricky thing around the holidays, but that's been my experience.
Thanks, Liam. Rich, anything else come to mind for you?
Both Derek and Liam had kind of latched on to the Derek's grab your vice, this will be nice, is kind of right out of walking into my father's house. It's whatever settles you. He certainly hoped that it was alcohol because that was his vice, and but it was, whatever your vice was. However, I've realized I turn to prescription medications. I turn to when I have an anxiety attack, when I have allergy problems, when I think a lot of that is like what Liam said, using before get-togethers. It's that sort of preemptive, both of what Derek and Liam said, to socializing, or that might be, a couple hits off the vape or whatever, however you vice these days. My anxiety pills that are doctor prescribed, but grounding exercises that work, but also during the holidays. I think I do a lot of that. I really do.
Thanks, Rich. Derek, anything else come to mind for you?
Not at this specific moment. My apologies for that. Usually I'm a long-winded, yeah, nothing comes to mind at the moment.
Not at all, Liam.
I would say something else I think you might have mentioned in the opening about, my family, I think, would be considered on the very poor side monetarily. And, that can add stress, but luckily, my family is also pretty loving in ways. So they're also understanding of people's limitations financially. So we try to at least take that stress part out of the equation, and having understanding that just being together on the holidays is what's supposed to be in the spirit of each holiday. It's supposed to be just kind of getting together with your loved ones and spending time together, and maybe letting bygone things like gift giving and receiving can be overstated sometimes. And I think that adds to the holiday stress. Like, did I get this person enough? Well, what is enough? Hopefully your love can take place of any glamorous gift. Or that to me is another stressor that maybe
If you've already shared a tip.
breathing some things this and I had some anxiety leading up to it, and just before going in, I just had to sit and take a couple of, not even minutes, a couple of seconds to just take a few deep breaths, couple deep inhales, count to five, few exhales, and just ground myself to remind myself where I was, what was going on, be present in the moment, not letting for a split bailed on. All I needed to do was, some breathing exercises, just calm down, think a little bit, breathe a little bit. And I've learned that with holiday travel, with visiting people, that I just need to do basic breathing exercises or my anxious moments during the holidays. So that's what it was for me.
That really is a good one. Derek, how about you?
Well, Rich brought up a very good point. So jumping off and adding to what Rich just told us, and yes, for this instance, holidays and get-togethers with family. But for myself in general, whether you're at a wedding, funeral, work, amongst friends, yada yada, when in doubt, I would always, if I had to go use the restroom, I would legitimately say I have to use the restroom. But when with my closers at work or wherever else, I'm like, I have to go use the restroom right now. So that code was, I need to not be here for 5 minutes. I'm going to fake go to the restroom. Leave me alone, please. I'll be right back. So I have to go to the restroom right now. So then I would just meander into a restroom and I would go into a stall and sit, let people think I'm doing whatever great. And I would just sit there and breathe and ground myself. And then I'd finish up, so to speak, and then excuse myself back into wherever the party was or the family or the friends or the work. And I would just get back to it. So, yeah, that's helped me a lot. Doesn't matter where I'm at, just fake go to the restroom, collect yourself for 5 minutes, and then do your thing. Yeah.
Thank you, Derek. Liam, how about yourself?
Yeah, I love those points Derek and Rich made. And I think for me, one way I can think that can maybe relieve some stress with your loved ones is I like to break the ice early. Like when I get to a gathering, I like to right off the bat start out with something. Like if I've had some painful history with somebody, start out by saying, "Hey, it's so great to be with you. I love you. We haven't seen each other in a while." So it kind of breaks the ice with the other person. They don't have to go through this whole silent treatment or all these games people play with each other. Right off the bat, you can kind of kill that notion. And so you can move past that. So there's no funny business, so to speak. And it really helps. And even if maybe you're not putting your painful past behind you, at least for that gathering and that moment, you can be together and enjoy each other's company. And it's really better for the whole group as well. So there's not that tension and you can enjoy the holidays. So, yeah, I love what everybody said and That's just kind of my two cents on top of it.
Thank you, Liam. Immediate exit. Another good one would be to set up a rescue text code with a word that someone who you trust, you could call them with a reason to leave and use that code. Safe words of a partner. You could pick a phrase that's easy to remember and not likely to be said by accident. And it could have a clear meaning that's agreed on ahead of time. Use an uncommon word. And then comfort items. Consider touch items, you know, stress balls, textured items, smooth stones, fluffy animal, visual, snow globe, fold a calm down or ice by bottle, something noise cancelling headphones can be great. Something scented need to think about. Before we go, does anyone else have any final advice or a quick resource to recommend listeners for dealing with holiday stress? Okay, well, thank you for spending time with us on the Support and Kindness podcast. Today we discussed how the holidays can cause anxiety, depression, loneliness, and stress. Reasons include crowds, travel, money worries, family conflict, substance use triggers, and some risk of self-harm. We also shared some practical tools you can use, simple breath work that Rich talked about, planned exits, ways to say no, safe words, and some comfort items to keep you grounded in the moment. If you're having a hard time this holiday season, you're not failing, and you're doing the best you can in a complicated time. We've put some resources, Crisis and Text Line, the Travel Project for LGBTGQ plus youth, SAMHSA National Helpline, findtreatment.gov, National Alliance on Mental Illness, Grief Share, My Grief Angels, Wellbeings, Partnership to End Addiction, TARPS, which is the Tragedy Assistance Program for Survivors, the Heron Project, Psychology Today for Therapist Directories, Open Path Collective, which is low-cost therapy, and Find the Helpline, which gives 24/7 global support in your country free of charge. If you're in immediate danger or thinking of harming yourself, call 911 or your local emergency number. You can also call or text 988 if you're in the US. But listeners outside the US, check your local health services. You don't have to go through this alone. There is help and there is hope. Thanks for listening to the Support and Kindness podcast. If this episode helped you, share it with someone who might need it and consider leaving a rating or review for another inspiring conversation. And take care. Thanks for listening to the Support and Kindness podcast. If this episode helped you, please share it with someone that might need it. You can connect with us and you can find more resources at kindnessrx.org. Take care and let's keep building a kinder world together.